Okay, Mr. Cook, what was the city of Bellevue and Grants like during the years of the Depression?
Well, it was about like things throughout the country. There was very little activity as far as work was concerned. Mm-hmm. And as I recall, perhaps one new car or two bought around there, and they were purchased by people who worked at the old Dam 38. See, they had permanent jobs there, and they received a salary at that particular time of about $1,300 or $1,400 a year, excepting the lockmaster and the assistant lockmasters, whose salaries ranged up from $1,800 to about $2,000. Of course, during the Depression, under Herbert Hoover, they cut their salary 7.5%. Then when Franklin Roosevelt came in, they reduced it another 7.5%, which made a 15% cut in the federal salaries, which was a very small reduction of salary concerning the way other people's salaries raised. I recall a fellow who was a graduate of the University of Kentucky, a mechanical engineer working for the Youngstown Sheet and Tool, I believe that's the name of the company. He'd gotten up, he graduated in the early 20s. He was making $3,000, $3,600 a year. His salary cut was $1,800 to $1,800, which is half. Today, people holler like stick calves or stick pigs if you cut your salaries to that extent. Also, I recall that myself, I was a school teacher, and in the year of 1931-32, I taught in the little town of Bellevue, just out of college, made a salary of $108 a year. The next year, I was